Welcome to Until We Meet Again, Celebrating Somali Culture. This five-part series is a collaboration between Northwest Folklife, Somali Youth and Family Club, Jack Straw Productions, and photographer Doug Plummer. Today's episode is Showcasing Somali Culture with Jack Straw producer Jenny Cecil Moore. Boisterous kids and performers bustle around Renton's Carco Theater a few hours before a Somali cultural performance. The theater brims with excitement, laughter, and nervous energy.
One, two, three.
No, say four, five, six.
Mics check.
Hello.
While stagehands get mics ready, performers chat and joke backstage, and Somali music blasts from the sound system. The Somali Youth and Family Club provides guidance and services to refugees as they assimilate into life in the U.S. Sherwa Aiden is program manager. With help from the community and Northwest Folklife, he developed the idea of a Somali cultural performance.
I mean, we have a lot of talented people here, but there's nobody showcasing it. And I want to actually share our heritage and culture with everyone else.
In the play, two young people from different tribes fall in love. The girl's family rejects the relationship, but the couple finds ways to stay together over several years and through separation. They eventually reunite in Seattle, where their community sees beyond tribal divisions, and they marry.
Salaadi Muhubada is the title of this piece, and it means the last look or the last glance to a loved one.
The first performance was held at the gym of a South Seattle apartment complex. After more rehearsals and preparation, the crew was ready to perform for a wider audience.
You know, this is not just for us. I mean, I want a lot of Somalis to come out and see this, but I also want, you know, the rest of the greater Seattle community to come out and see what our culture or our festivities are about.
Performing at the Carco Theater in Renton was a big jump for the club. The professional theater space encouraged participation by the greater community. The audience buzzes with excitement before the curtain opens. The play unfolds on stage with performers dressed in Somali clothing, layers of beautiful multicolored fabric, scarves, and wraps. The central characters play out their happenstance meeting at a market. The show is punctuated with musical interludes and singing in Somali. As the play nears its end, kids emerge from the wings and join in a traditional Somali dance. The stage is packed as performers and community members join the dance. Kids and adults wave Somali and American flags, and the noise level booms with music and cheers from the crowd.
Hey, hey.
Even Sherwa was dragged on stage.
I didn't want to do that, but I was forced to. I was behind the stage the entire time with 70 people in my ear, but, I finally let loose, joined the festivities.
It's amazing. You know, never thought it would be like this way.
Muhammad Yusuf is a Somali journalist writing for Runta, a bi-weekly newspaper covering Somali and African news in the Northwest. In his eyes, the performance was a huge success.
Left with elation, you know, full of excitement and happiness. You know, I think it was meant to inspire and, you know, encourage people.
And Sherwa felt that the project was a landmark event.
I feel like we've achieved something here. We haven't done anything like this before.
Thank you very much for coming. That's the end. We love you all.
Until We Meet Again, Celebrating Somali Culture was produced by Jack Straw Productions in collaboration with Northwest Folklife, Somali Youth and Family Club, and photographer Doug Plummer, with funding support from the Washington State Arts Commission. Jack Straw producer Jenny Cecil Moore, engineer Tom Stiles, executive producer Joan Rabinowitz. To learn more, visit us at jackstraw.org.